This is a talk for St John's Birkdale for Sunday the 21st of January, and my name's Sally Wright. Well, thanks for listening today, and thank you for joining us as we continue our series entitled Jesus from Cradle to Cross. I'm going to carry on by looking at Jesus, the amazing teacher. When you think back to your school days, is there a teacher that really made an impact on you? Someone who motivated you to do your best, someone who inspired you. Many people can conjure up that teacher in their mind and can attribute some of the skills or attitudes that they have now as an adult to that particular person. I've taught hundreds of children over the years, but I guess the biggest impact I had was on a young lad who nudged the child next to him and in a loud voice said, "Do you know what she's going on about? Because I don't." I guess over the years, many a child has left my classroom wondering that. We often think that teachers are confined to school, though. But there are many other people in life who've taught us things in such a way that we've understood something, perhaps for the first time. Maybe how to use a computer, or taught us to play an instrument, or how to cook or bake. We're learning all the time. Every day is a school day, is a phrase which is often used, or perhaps that's just in our house. Jesus was an amazing teacher. He knew how to hold an audience and to tailor his teaching to what his listeners could relate to. And what we're looking at today is a great example of that. The parable of the four soils, or perhaps better known as the parable of the sower. And this is found in Luke chapter 8, and here is the start of that reading. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. It was trampled on, and the birds ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, and when that came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Other seeds fell amongst thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plants. And still other seeds went on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than was sown. Jesus was talking here to a large crowd who had come to listen to him, and he often communicated through stories, parables. And these people had flocked to listen to Jesus alongside the disciples and had already witnessed people being healed and other miracles that we've heard about over the last couple of weeks. The power of Jesus and the message that he was spreading was obvious to all who were there. It would be easy to think that all of those that were walking with, listening to, witnessing what Jesus was doing would be converted immediately. Yet that doesn't seem to be what is happening here. And straight away, the disciples are saying to Jesus, "What are you talking about? What's this parable mean?" And this morning, I'd like to look at the question by examining the three components in the story. The seed, the soil, and the sower. In this parable, the seed represents the word of God. The soil is the people who hear the word of God, and the sower are those who spread the word of God. So firstly, what was Jesus teaching about the seed? I'm not sure how many of you are gardeners. I like to have a little dabble with vegetables each year, and I love buying seeds at the flower show, hoping to have a superb yield which will feed us throughout the harvest period. But the seed is a vital starting point. Jesus tells the disciples and the crowd that the seed is the word of God, the truth of the gospel that we have in the Bible. The word of God telling us all that Jesus is the way, the truth and the life, that no one comes to the Father but by him. The seed is the vital starting point. The Bible is our starting point. That is what we, it's what we do with the seed that matters. Buying a packet of seeds is only the first stage. It's what you do with the seeds that makes the difference. The other day I was looking at an antique piece of furniture and it turns out to be called a Bible box. It was the size of a side table with a lid which opened up with a space to put a large family Bible that people often had. And on the front there was an elaborate brass lock to secure the Bible in the box. All very lovely as a piece of furniture, but not where the Word of God should be placed, locked away in a box. Only by opening the Word of God, the Bible, and embedding it in our lives will we grow as Christians. Just as I need to open the packet of seeds and plant them for them to grow. At St. John's, we strive to be a Bible-based church, spreading the Word of God to others so that they may grow in their lives, in your life, in my life. Where do you place the Word of God in your life? What impact does the Bible have on your day-to-day life? So many people never give it a moment's thought. Like the seed on the path, it never has a chance to grow. Or perhaps we listen to the Word of God on a Sunday, but don't let it take root in our lives. So when any storms come, we have no root, and our faith or knowledge in God is blown away. Or our reaction to God's word is to believe it for a time, to grow well, to look strong. But when life's worries or distractions appear, we let them take over to choke us and to stop our growth as a Christian. Each of these examples represent conditions where the seed won't reach its potential and it might even die. But ask yourself, is the Bible embedded in my life? Do I fully rely on the Word of God for my decision making? Does it help me grow as a Christian? Is it feeding me and sustaining me on my journey of life? A seed is a tiny entity. And maybe you feel like that today. A tiny individual in a huge world of issues, some issues that you just can't change. You feel helpless and vulnerable at times. Maybe you're going through a situation in your life today where you feel tiny, dwarfed by what you face. The good news of the Bible is that you are not alone. You never need to go through anything on your own. The Bible promises that God walks with you, even through the darkest valley. So that's the seed, the Word of God. So secondly, what was Jesus teaching about the soil? The soil in the parable is all about where the seed lands, where the word of God is landing in our society. There are many different places where the truth of the Bible lands with the people we know, let alone the whole world. There are people who reject the word of the gospel without even thinking about it. They would never dream of coming to church on a Sunday. They believe it's just not relevant for them. Some refuse to consider the idea of having to repent because they hold on to the belief that they are just as good, if not better, than the next person, so they don't need forgiveness. And others will simply ignore the gospel because they believe in something else. They have their own form of spirituality that they are perfectly happy with. All those who believe that faith is mumbo jumbo, or blame it for all the problems in the world. They focus on what they see as religion, not looking at the personal faith that individuals have that can change their lives. But notice where Jesus points as the source of the hardness of hearts. The devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts so that they may not believe and be saved. You've heard me say before about the reality of the devil, but be of no doubt that the devil is battling to stop people accepting the word of God. I know it sounds dramatic, but the Bible teaches that we are in a battle, and that battle will continue until Jesus returns. But what other kind of soil is there? Where there's a soil where people hear and respond, but they don't take it much further. They fail to dig any deeper to become embedded. To grow as Christians, we need to keep growing. And we can only do that by digging further into our faith. Every day is a school day as a Christian. Through Bible study, growth groups and prayer meetings, alongside with what we do on a Sunday, we are all on the journey of discovery together. A fantastic, rewarding journey, finding out more and more about Jesus and how it relates to our everyday life. Jesus offers each of us a living faith, not a religion. We need to give 100% of ourselves in commitment to Jesus. We need to be the soil where the seed falls and grows and grows. We need to be fertile soil, watered and fed by studying the Bible so that our faith can develop. And what happens as we grow as Christians? Well, we persevere in our service of God, and in the process, we bear fruit. The word of God takes root in our hearts, and we begin to bear fruit, and we begin to sow the seed ourselves. And that takes me on to the final element of this parable. What was Jesus teaching about the sower? Well, we don't hear a lot about the sower in this story at all. The opening just says, a farmer went out to sow his seed. So what can we learn that might help us to sow the seed? Well, the sower isn't the critical part of this story. Yes, he started the process off, but that he has no more impact on the seed. My crops in the garden wouldn't stand a chance of growing if I hadn't brought good seed. What is important is the quality of the seed that is being scattered. And when we are scattering the seed of the gospel, it must be the truths of the Bible. We can't alter the word of God. We can't scatter what we think. We need to be Bible-based in what we're spreading. I need to know the Bible well enough to tell others, but I don't need to know all the answers to the hard questions. I believe that people are more interested in our testimonies. How has being a Christian altered your life? Am I living a life as a Christian? What can they see in my life that is different? What do people see when they come into this church? If this is your first time here or your 100th time here, what do you see? We need to be a God-centered and relationship-driven so that others will know what we know, that our lives can be transformed by our personal relationship with Jesus. It's so encouraging that many people have found that within St. John's, that this is a place of nurture, a place of growth. We just need to be willing, each of us, to sow the seed. And going back to my seeds I buy at the flower show each year, they definitely won't grow in a packet, but they just might grow if I sow them, and they might bear fruit. We are tiny, like the smallest seed in this vast universe, but the miracle we see as growth is what we can experience in our life as individuals. Jesus, the amazing teacher, is asking you to think about how you've responded to hearing about him. Have you committed your life to him? And are you growing as a Christian? If you haven't, yet thought about a personal response, can I encourage you to do so? Don't put it off any longer. And if you have committed your life to Jesus, how are you spreading the seed to others? This teacher, Jesus, is the one who will truly make an impact on your life. I pray that as we continue to learn from this amazing teacher each and every day, we will get closer and closer to him. Because every day is a school day in our walk with Jesus. Amen.